1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17. While you're turning, let me mention that Myra McDaniels called this afternoon and asked us to be in prayer for Sadie, as she wasn't doing well this evening. Didn't go into great detail, but let's remember her tonight when we pray. We have others that are sick and folk that have various needs, and God knows about that. Primarily those who are just out of touch with Him this evening. That's a primary concern, isn't it? Those who are out of touch with God, whether they're saved or whether they're lost. A lot of folks just not in touch with the Savior right now. And it's evident. It's evident. God help them. And God help us all to stay in touch with Him. Amen. That's right. You better be hooked up. You might need Him one of these days. He might not be around when you do. All right, 1 Samuel 17. If you found it, let's look at verse 40. Stand together. 1 Samuel 17 and verse number 40. And we'll read down through about verse number 51, an exciting passage. I love this passage of Scripture. And 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40, the Bible says, "And he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give my flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slang it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead. And the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off the head, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. You can be seated. Let's go to God in prayer tonight. Brother Dwayne Riddle, would you lead us, please?
Yes. Your mind and your